fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. Many people in the community are impacted by weight loss issues, with some who struggle with these issues for a long time, which can have a serious impact on physical and mental health. Statistics show that more than 2 in 3 adults and 1 in 4 children are above a healthy weight in Western Australia. A new initiative to support the WA community has been unveiled, bringing education and communication to the forefront of obesity management. Joining us today to discuss all about this new initiative, the Well Collaborative, is Claire Mullen, Deputy Director from the Health Consumers Council. Welcome, Claire, and thank you for joining us on The Record this morning.
Thanks, Maddie. It's great to be here.
So, Claire, tell us a bit about your work with the Health Consumers Council and your passion behind this initiative.
Yeah, so the Health Consumers Council is a non-government organisation that has been around in Western Australia for almost 30 years, and we exist to support people who use health services to have a voice in how those health services are planned and developed and delivered. And the reason that we were so excited to get involved in what has become the Well Collaborative is that having people with lived experience of obesity and overweight and how that impacts on their health is such an important part of the conversation. And being able, the Well Collaborative really brings people with lived experience who need and who might want health services, along with people who are health professionals and also policymakers, to really come together, because this is such a complex and varied issue that impacts lots of people in lots of different ways, but it's really exciting to have this one place where everyone can come together.
So can you tell us a little bit more, Claire, about what the Well Collaborative is all about?
Absolutely. So the Well Collaborative, first of all, it's an acronym. So the Well stands for Weight, Education and Lifestyle Leadership. And the aim behind it, really, as I said, is to create a space where everyone with an interest in addressing the health issues related to overweight and obesity can come together and find other people who share their passion and their interest for this. Now, that could be people who themselves have lived experience. It could be people, like I said before, are health professionals. It could be policymakers. But what we know is that there are many people who may be living with weight issues that they would like to seek some help for, and we're hoping that over time the Well Collaborative will be a place where they're able to come and find both information, access to services, and also other people that they can connect with to share that interest.
It sounds like a great initiative. So weight stigma is an important topic to recognise. How does this stigma impact people living in larger bodies?
Yeah, Maggie, this is such an important part of the conversation. So what we know about overweight, obesity and health is that it's a very complex topic. It might mean that it relates to genetics, it could be biology, upbringing, access to nutrition, livable neighbourhoods and all sorts of access to physical activity options, as well as mental health. And so what we know is, though, that many people who might seek support can either not get the support that they are looking for because of weight stigma, and it might also be that they get ill-informed advice. Unfortunately, it's still the case that many people in the community, and also even sometimes, I'm afraid to say, in the health profession, often give something along the lines of some advice which is about eating less and moving more. And what we know from the evidence about weight and health and obesity is that it's so much more complex than that. So weight stigma can, first of all, mean that health professionals might make a particular judgment, or people anticipate that they're going to have a judgment made about them. There are some stereotypes about people in larger bodies that are not based at all in evidence or science, but something that we have all sort of become immersed in. So it stops, like I say, it can stop people, first of all, when they go to seek healthcare. Sometimes we've heard many people say to us, oh, well, you know, I went in for this thing that is not related to my weight at all, and I came out with advice about how to lose weight. So first of all, it stops some people getting access to the healthcare that they have a right to and that they're looking for. The second thing is that for some people, if they've had that sort of experience, it can mean that they are reluctant perhaps to go back to a healthcare setting again when they might you know, might benefit from getting some healthcare. So, and in addition to that, there is also the actual effect on people's mental health themselves. So what we know is that in some cases, the impact of weight stigma, whether that's in a health professional setting or if it's in the community, can actually in some cases be more damaging to people's health than the impact of weight on their health. And so we're really keen to try and get the message out into the community and into workplaces and so on about the science of weight and obesity and health, and really try to have conversations that prioritise this kind of science over stigma, so that we're focusing on, you know, what is really the facts, and that people are not being judged or shamed or concerned about being judged or shamed because of their weight issues.
I think what you said as well about it being more than just a physical issue, it does impact us mentally as well. And seeking out the right information is so important as well. And what you were saying is people going into to seek information about something and then coming out with something about weight loss is really detrimental, and also people needing to kind of get the right information when it's crucial to them. So which is why I want to ask, what about the way people receive and seek health services and healthcare? How does weight stigma impact this?
Yeah, so like I was saying, it might mean that someone who might be in a larger body goes along to a health professional to ask about an issue that for them is unrelated. And the advice they get is, well, we can look at that issue that you've come about once we've talked about your weight and your need to lose weight. And we've had, you know, stories from people with lived experience of this who that has happened to. They've gone away, they've tackled the weight, they've come back and they still have the health issue. All it means is that their health care has now been delayed rather than have been able to get the health care that they were seeking in the first place. And like I say, the other issue is that it might also, if somebody has had a negative experience, you know, we've had some people say, for example, that they have gone along, they've been weighed in a public setting, and there's been a comment made about their weight in a public setting, and then, you know, the fact is that that might stop someone going back to that place for much needed healthcare. So as I say, it can stop people getting the care that they are looking for and have a right to, and it can also stop people reaching out for the care and the help that they might want.
So with people making comments and sort of talking about people who are overweight and obesity in sort of a negative light, how can we change the way that we talk about weight so that it's constructive?
And look, this is a really big and interesting topic. And part of the Well Collaborative, we want to hear from lots of people so that people can be part of changing the conversation. So what we know is that, first of all, we want to try and help people understand the reality of weight issues. So it is very complex. And I know that that can sometimes be hard to get your head around. But the key thing is that there is a fair bit of evidence about what are some of the things that might lead to weight gain. But there's also the important fact, which is, what is the situation for you yourself? So we want to lose the conversation about body size alone, and we want to have the conversation about health. And that really is, that can be health. You know, there are many health behaviours which are really good for all of us at any size. So one of the things is that we want to, first of all, we know that some people with weight issues are quite happy for their weight to be raised with them, either by a health professional. But they want it to be done in a sensitive manner. And they first of all want to be asked, is this something that's important to you? And if so, how can I help you with that? But I think we also have to think about how we all talk about it in the community too. So you will have noticed perhaps that I'm saying, first of all, that we talk about, sometimes we might talk about people in larger bodies, or we might talk about people with obesity, because in many countries around the world, it's recognised that obesity is in fact a chronic condition. So for some people, they like the language, which is people with obesity. And the important thing too is that our self-talk. So I think many of us, because of the culture that we've been brought up in and immersed so deeply in, is that we can be quite harsh to ourselves. If, for example, we notice that we might be putting on a bit of weight and it's something that we're not so happy about. So the important thing is to focus on behaviours if it's something that you want to change, and move away from a focus just on size, but thinking more about, okay, what are my health goals? Have I got the amount of energy that I'd like? Am I able to move around the way that I would like? And what can I do to achieve those health goals? The really important thing is that if you are reaching out for support, is that weight is only one factor, and it's not in itself an indication of any particular health issue. It might be an indicator that somebody might be at more risk of some health issues, but that's something that can only be determined by looking at other factors. Like we said before, things like, you might get some tests done at the doctor or other ways that your health professional can work with you. So I think the important thing is to take away the shame, is for people to understand that while, yes, of course, some of the actions that we take do influence our size, sometimes, but that would very much depend on that own person's biology, genetics, upbringing, cultural attitudes about food, and all sorts of things. The important thing, like I say, is really to focus on what is an individual's health goal for themselves, and what support can you reach out to and can you get around you to achieve those goals.
Yeah, as you were saying, it is very much an individual process, and it's important to empower people to navigate overweight and obesity progress on their own terms, which is why I want to ask, why is lived experience such a crucial element to changing the conversation?
That's a great question. We have been really fortunate to work at Health Consumers Council. As I say, we're a non-government organisation really focused on the experiences of people who use health services. We've been working with our partners at the Health Department and also at the WA Primary Health Alliance for just over 3 years. And initially, the work was very focused on, discussion about how to tackle obesity. What the lived experience voice has been able to bring to the conversation is to help everyone understand that it's much more complex than that. And so one of the things, we did a survey initially, we had over 750 responses. The topic was, is weight a weight on your mind? Which obviously really resonated with people. And what we heard from people there, one of the main things that stood out for me is the diversity of people's experiences. So some people have lived with weight issues and have felt those weighing on their mind for a very long time. Other people might be above a healthy weight, as per some definitions, but it's not an issue for them because for other parts of their life, everything is fine. So their weight is not a primary issue for them. For other people, they have been on a journey, where perhaps weight has gone up and down. And now, like I say, I think the thing I took away is that really this is a real opportunity for us all to really, when we're accessing health services, think about what is it that I as an individual need? What is going to be right for me in my context? And what is right for me right now? So the important thing about having lived experience voices there is that we've been able to hear from really wide range of people, hearing about, people with disability and their experiences, hearing about the experiences of Aboriginal people, hearing about the experiences of men. Some men are more impacted by obesity than others in the community. And so what that's been really helpful is to be able to reflect that feedback back to health services and policymakers to help them really understand that this is not a one-size-fits-all and that what people might be looking for will be different depending on their own individual circumstances and situation.
100%. I think that's really important to reiterate. As you were saying, it is an individual journey, individual process, and it affects people from all different cultures, ethnicities, and genders as well, as you were just explaining. So, Claire, I have one final question for you. Where can people go for further information?
Yeah, Maddie. So people can go, if they want to know more about the WELL Collaborative, so that's the Weight Education and Lifestyle Leadership Collaborative, we have a website, and that is thewellcollaborative.org.au. So remember the at the start of that, so thewellcollaborative.org.au. And if they want to find more information generally about health in Western Australia, they can go to healthywa.gov.au. So that's the Health Department's website for all sorts of information about health. And if they want to get in touch with Health Consumers Council about other issues, then we have a website too. If you search for Health Consumers Council Western Australia, you'll come to our website And we would love to hear from more people. I really do believe that we can really influence the health outcomes and the health of the community by having more people in the community involved in these conversations and really working together for positive change.
Thank you so much for joining us on The Record, Claire. I've learnt heaps today, and it's a great initiative that you're involved in, the Well Collaborative. Mm-hmm. And just to reiterate to listeners, the website is thewellcollaborative.org.au. So thank you again so much, Claire. Hope to have you back soon, maybe.
That's great. I would love to. Yes. I mean, this is health is something that I think we all take, it's very close to all of our hearts. So yes, if we can come back and speak more, that would be great. Thanks for the time, Maddie, and thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you very much, Claire. That was Claire Mullen, Deputy Director from the Health Consumers Council, chatting with us all about a new initiative named the Well Collaborative, supporting WA people with weight management issues. And for more information, as Claire said, you can check out the Healthy WA website. That's healthywa.gov.au or the Well Collaborative website, thewellcollaborative.org.au.